It always bothered me. You know, it always bothered me that people rush to the chametz, like, I don't know, you know, the queues outside the bakeries. I don't know, it bothers me. You know, but until I saw it, a tremendous limud chos for it. So I saw that, there's the minig of drinking, of, you have to do avdollah on, you make a beer tak, eh? So how do you get the beer? You sell chametz, you sell beer? It's probably toilet, the ones who, I'm saying, it's okay to sell chametz gomor, those who have that minig, but it's probably, it can only be achieved with that minig, Mr. Omer, no? So there's a minig, it's a registered minig to make havdalah to make havdalah on beer. So the reason why do people do havdalah on beer on it's not out of desperation. So I saw Mikhail that the reason is because to show that the only reason why we didn't, the reason why we refrained from chametz over Pesach is not because we were on a diet or anything, or because we were okay with that, you know, but on the contrary, it's to show that the only reason why we refrain from eating chametz over Pesach is because it's a mitzvah, it's an issur to, we're not allowed to eat chametz over Pesach. So the second that we're allowed again, we specifically eat chametz again and make the havdalah, the very first step we do after havdalah, to show that, listen, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as soon as we can, we have chametz again, because that's the only reason why we refrain, is because you said. So that's why, and it's a very precious, very, very precious minute to make havdalah on beer. I personally don't, but it's a very, very precious minute. And I suppose that's the reason why so many people are makbid to queue up long queues to have chametz, because to show that, you know, the only reason why we refrained was because of the tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that's... I'm sure they do. I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah.
Ah, they
do? Really? That's a minig, really?
Yeah.
It's called Mamuna, and that's a Moroccan minig.
It's a mystery how they pull it off, because they've got a minute Yom Tov goes out, they've got all these fresh cakes. It's like it's.
It's pancakes. So
they make it before Yom Tov.
No, they
make it straight on Matzah. Really?
They spend no time putting, you know, breaking their back, putting stuff out of their laughter, and screaming at their wives.
Give me the crockery!
They've got this layout of amazing, perfect pastries. It's like the Malam and the Teva.
So, yeah. Yeah, you know, very good, very good. It's... Okay, we're up to 79 Aleph, we're up to Siv Beis. We are nearly completing, nearly. Hopefully this week we'll complete the halachas regarding, there's still a bit of chatzah. We're going to go into Mavui. And then we're not that far from Erev Chatzeres, and a little bit, towards the... So, but let us just finish the halachas of Erev Chatzeres. Just to recap, we're mamash in Simon Shin Ein Aleph, Siv Beis, which is just behind page 476. The halacha we're going to be discussing now, just to recap a little bit, what Sif Aleph taught us, is the following. The halacha is as follows, with regards to, and we have got a chotza, which has got various in residence, and the halacha we're discussing here is as follows, that the way it works is that every resident needs to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, needs to be part of the Erev Chatzeres. If somebody is not part of it, then he will asa, that's the Loshna Shulchan Aruch, Loshna Gemara, Mishnah, he will asa on the other residents. So somebody who's part of the Chotzer, part of the courtyard, and is not participating, then he will forbid on himself and on others carrying in that courtyard. Now, who is considered a resident there, and who is not considered a resident? So there are various halachas about that, and it's really important to define a resident. So imagine the case that we did, the two cases we discussed extensively was the case of the staircase that you mentioned. If you've got various flats in the staircase, imagine there's one flat over there which is singled out for one of the reasons that we're going to be discussing soon. Or perhaps a bungalow in a colony in the summer holidays, and there's one particular, it's all obviously one chotzer, but there's one particular caravan which is different for one of the reasons we're going to be discussing now. So not only that they are not allowed to carry, but others also will not be allowed to carry within the entire chotzer. Now, a few of the cases I mentioned over here, and let's start with Siv Beis, which discusses the following. Yisrael ben chotzer zu. If you've got a yid, so that's on page Resh Lamed Ches in our editions. Yisrael ben chotzer zu. You've got a yid who is a dweller, resident in this chutz in his courtyard. Sholach lishpois b'chutz acheres, and he went for Shabbos. He went away. He went away for Shabbos. So he is really a resident in the chutz, but for this particular Shabbos, he went away. Ve'ein day toilach so b'Shabbos, and obviously he doesn't intend to come back for Shabbos. He's going away for Shabbos. So his flat is empty. His flat is empty. Ve'achkach, and after nimlach b'Shabbos v'chazayit, actually he said, no, actually, I will not go away. I'm staying put right over here. And he's therefore, actually, he is, contrary to his intention, he's actually there for Shabbos. Einu oisa, that will not asa. So the fact that he intended to go and then he stayed put, that will not asa. So it would be permitted for him and for others to carry in that chotza. Siv gimel echad min ashuk. Now this is a different case, which discusses about somebody who died. Echad min ashuk, somebody who had a flat in this chotza. Shora bais b'chotza. He owned a flat in the chotza. V'meis, but he died. Very unfortunate incident, he died. So the case as follows. He owned a flat in the chotza. He owned a in the chotza, but he didn't actually live there. He owned it, but he didn't live there. But he died, and once he died, his son inherited it. And his son, for actual fact, he did live in the chotza, in the flat next door. And he, Yashin, he inherited his father's bais, his father's flat, who didn't actually live there, he just owned it. So now, does that matter or not? So I'm starting against Siv Gimel. Echad min ashuk, somebody from outside, an external person, a foreign person. Shorei bais b'chotzu at a bais, a house in the chotz in the courtyard. V'meis, and he died. V'niach reshusoi le'echad min ha'chotzu, and he inherited, his son inherited it, who actually lived in the courtyard. He meis mi b'joim, if he died before Shabbos, ein hazoi chayosa, the person who inherited it, the son, will not answer it because he's inherited it before Shabbos came in, and now that's considered his chotza, and that's fine. Shorev shemarev al beisoy, this son who anyway made an eruv in his own right because he lives in that courtyard, he lives in that chotza, he made eruv as it is, so he made an eruv for himself, and now that I inherited his father's chotz in father's bais, he made therefore a eruv for that bais as well. Mategam ashora, she also allows. And he's therefore allowed to carry also, it also makes, it's also including the Eruv, who had inherited from his father. What happens if the father died after Shabbos came in? Oysa, there will asa. Although he did make an Eruv, it will not help the Eruv that he's making, for what he's inheriting later on during Shabbos. It's too late. So the distinction is as to whether, so again, the point is, again, just to get this clear, Siv Gimel, we've got a person who owns a flat in a, let's say, is a block of flat, and the person owns a flat, and his son happens to live in a flat within that block. The father dies, and naturally, who inherits it? The son inherits it. Does that cause a problem now? Or not? Yeah, I know, but the fact, yeah, but now, so the halacha is as follows. If he is zoicha, so if he dies before Shabbos, you're quite right. That's exactly what happens. If he dies, the father dies before Shabbos, so now the son makes an eruv, and he's making an eruv for that, for his father's yerush as well. It's all his now, and he's making an eruv, and that's fine. But if the father died after Shabbos came in, so the son was part of the Eruv, he made the Eruv for his own flat, but the father's flat, which is now mid-Shabbos, suddenly randomly becomes, will ask anybody else, he will ask her, because never been included in any Eruv. So it's a bais, which is never been included in the Eruv, and therefore it's empty, but it will still ask her. And I know, but there's still an owner. There's still an owner, and the owner is a son, but never included in the Eruv. Look how much tables have got new bais. I know it doesn't make a difference that he doesn't mind. But No, you can ask her without. No, even if you don't have intention to ask her, it doesn't need a positive intent to ask her. It asks because it's just a naturally asks her. So you've got new base. Um, Even if he doesn't come inside it, he lives in that chotza, so there is an owner, and there's somebody living there, but it's not never included in Eruv. So they've got new dalet. Kiven the base ben hashmosh to ozman knias Eruv lo yoyah bayis sheloi. He ain chol ho Eruv al bayis zed. There's no Eruv on this house, and therefore we'll ask on all the other residents. Indeed. If the son, yeah, if there's Yerush, and the Yerush isn't, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I suppose. No, Sam, if somebody else lives there, so if there would be somebody who lives there, somebody else who lives there, who was included in the Eruv, then that would be fine. No, but if it's somebody in that particular flat. Yes. Yeah, I suppose that, yeah, that's probably true, yeah. Yeah, no, but that's probably what comes out, yeah. Unless there's, I'm saying, often there will be another additional Eruv that would include it. Another, you know, there's a Shtots Eruv or something like that, a town's Eruv Chatzeres, which will allow it. But otherwise, yeah. Yeah, okay, Seif Dalet. Echot min ha-chotza shemeis b'shabbos. Okay, somebody that dies, and he lived in that chotza, shemeis b'shabbos. Somebody who from the chotza who died. Maybe that's what you're referring to, because we're talking about, this is a slightly different case. This is somebody, echot min ha-chotza shemeis b'shabbos. The earlier seif was talking about somebody who was, he didn't live in the chotza, he was outside the chotza, and he just yashin from somebody who was ben ha-chotza. This is now talking about somebody who lived in the chotza, and he died, and he was part of the chotza. So, echot min ha-chotza, top of page 476, echot min ha-chotza, shemeis b'shabbos, who died on Shabbos, im eirav, if he had made an eruv, hafilu yosha echad b'bnei ha-shuk in oisa. If he made an eruv before he died, so then even if people yashined it, and they were, the people who inherited, they were not part of the Eruv, it was not Asa. If he did not make an Eruv, if somebody external inherited it, if he did not make an Eruv, and somebody inherited it, as long as they didn't move there and live there, it was not Asa. Bo lodu b'shabbos beveis merishoy. If the inheritor, the person who inherited, he went on Shabbos into the house which was inherited, oisa, then he will asa. So if they didn't move in, people who inherited it, they didn't move in on Shabbos, then it's fine. But if they actually moved in on Shabbos, as soon as they inherited it, they moved in, then it will asa, because they're not part of the Eruv, and they're now just suddenly dwelled there, they're settling in. So they're residents, they're considered residents now. If somebody of the chotza actually inherited it, if the person who inherited it, he made an eruv, if the person who inherited it, he made an eruv, and he lived with the moirish, with the person who was moirish it in one house, he will not asa, although the died, the deceased person never made an Eruv, because that was all part of the initial Eruv. But if he lived, if he didn't live, but if he lived in a different house in the Chotza, Oisa, it will Asa, although the Yoresh did inherit it, because the Moirish did not make an Eruv. And that's very similar to what we saw earlier. If the person who died, he died before Shabbos came in. If he died before Shabbos came in, and the person who inherited was somebody external, somebody from the shuk, because this is an owner and a flat which needs an eruv, and it all happened before Shabbos. As long as the person came in before Shabbos, and now there's a reason to make an Eruv. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah explains over here. This is very similar indeed. Why is that?
We've always said if he dies before Shabbos, then it's okay. Now,
If he died before Shabbos, which case? You're talking about in Gimel, if it's before Shabbos. The second case, if it died before Shabbos, it makes me bud yoim, ein azoi cha'oisa, because one person, sha'eruv shem'arev al beiso imatigam ha'shirish, because there was a person who made an eruv, he was part of the chotza, and now he included also ha'yashant. Here in the latter case, nobody made an eruv for that. V'u shebo ha'yirish beveis marisha b'shabbos, he came in, he never made an eruv. So that's going to asa. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The last thing is very poshut. There's no eruv. It's very poshut. Mishnah Berurah says, basically, Sifkon Chov Dalet Yoshechem Min Hashuk. The Ilu Im Yoshechem Mimnei Chotza. This is as we saw Taken Sif Gimel. If somebody Yashnei from the Chotza, Chala Eruv Shemeniach Bishvil Beisoy Shadar Boygam Beisel. That's Mamash Sif Gimel. So it's the person who Yashned it. He lived in the Chotza. He made an Eruv before Shabbos. He will include that as well. That's Mamash your point. And Sifkon Chovei Vusheba Lo Dubov Ve'Avel Kedira Bevaylim Ve'Hu Lo Ve'Hu Haloi loy erev, and he didn't make an erev, there was no erev made, then obviously it's going to be also to carry. Seif hey, let's just try to do seif hey and seif vav. He soiled the ger, if you had a yid and a ger, shuidorim bechotza, if there was a yid and a ger who lived in one chotza, v'meis hager mi bodyoim, and the ger died, the ger tzedek died before Shabbos, v'echzik yisoel echot menechosov, now the point of a ger is that it doesn't have any Yerushim, doesn't have any Jewish inheritance. So a random person took hold of this property. Even if it was after Shabbos came in, Oysa, he will ask on others, unless he makes a bit l'rishus. If he died after Shabbos, ena machzik oisa, he will not asa shebeheta rishon oimid, because he remains with the heta of the beginning of Shabbos. So the point is as follows over here: if a geir died and he owned a property, so now there's no yerushim, there's no physical yerushim here, there's no yerushim because he's a geir. So now it depends who is actually going to take hold of that property. If he died before Shabbos and somebody took hold of that property, so he's going to be, he needs an eruv. And if he did an eruv, it's fine. If he didn't do an eruv, it's no good. But if he died after Shabbos came in, so the halacha now is that since there was a heta as Shabbos came in, this heta continues throughout the Shabbos, throughout the entire Shabbos. Let me just go to Sif Hay again. He saw the ger shudorim bechotzev, meis hagem ibodyoim. If the ger died before Shabbos came in, vehechzik yisoel echot benechotzev, another yid took hold of that property, hafidu lehechzik atchcheicha, if the Yid took hold of this property before Shabbos came in, Oysa, he will ask, he will need to be Mevatel Rishus, or he needs to make an Eruv, like any other Yoyrish. But if he died, this Geir died after Shabbos came in, Eina Machzik Oysa, then the new owner, he will not be able to ask on the other residents. Shabbat Rishon Oymet, because it remains the heta of the ger, he made an eruv, and that will remain throughout the entire Shabbos. That heta that applied then continues throughout the entire Shabbos. And finally, Seifov, and we'll finish with this for tonight. Echon Nechotza Shor Goyses. What happens if somebody was a Goyses, Cholid, somebody is about to die, he's got signs of close, he's about to be Nifta. It is evident that under normal circumstances he will not be able to survive the 24 hours. He will not be able to make it, put it through Shabbos. He requires an eruv, needs to be made for him. And similarly, cotton also asks, so if there's a cotton miner who owns the property, he will ask for the other resident. Although he is unable to eat the kezais. So the fact that he can't eat the kezais, that will make a difference. But a guest, the visitor who comes, he will not ask the commission is by Pesimon Shin Ayin, as we discussed earlier. So that's an important halacha, that if there is a person who he is a visitor, somebody just comes random for Shabbos, and he's not part of the eruv for whatever reason, he will not ask on the other residents. And a kotnos, a man also cannot ask on the other residents. And although he's unable to eat the kazais, he doesn't physically need to be able to eat the kazais. It will not ask on the others. Okay. What is goy says? So the halacha is, the goy says that although he's unable to live, we're not going to although he's not unable to live, nevertheless, he needs to be part of the Eiyuv. Yeah, but don't say that because he's going to be dying, so therefore he's not considered a resident or something like that.
It's okay.
Yeah. So the chiddush is, as Mishnah Berurah, look at what Mishnah Berurah says on the contrary. The chiddush, the other answer, called Amid Beis. Half of Peshen Yochel, Vesal Kedai Techamin, I would have perhaps thought the Nechshav Kilumeis, that I would have thought maybe he's already considered deceased. Vahav Ledira Beloy Balim is considered a dwelling place without owner. For Kamash Malon, the Kolzman Shuchai, Heru Kichai Lechol Dvov, that he's still considered alive. Don't say that he's already half dead and therefore he's not considered resident. He will ask on the other, but on the contrary, as long as he's alive, he's considered a resident, and he will not ask on the others. Okay, we're going to be learning Beis Hashem tomorrow. We're going to be starting halachos of Shutuf Dine Shutuf Adiris Beis Hashem Simon Shinayin Beis. Good evening.